The World This Week, Politics.
Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister of Australia, and Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister of Britain, met Joe Biden, the American President, in San Diego to announce the next stage of the three countries' AUKUS defence pact. In a landmark agreement, Britain is to help design and build a new type of submarine for Australia, and America will sell nuclear-powered submarines to Australia in the 2030s. The deal expands the involvement of Britain and Australia in policing the Indo-Pacific. Mr. Albanese then went to Fiji to assure it and other South Pacific countries that the AUKUS deal does not mean Australia is abandoning its commitment to nuclear non-proliferation. It was also a busy week for Mr. Sunak, who met Emmanuel Macron, the French president, in Paris. One purpose of their summit was to discuss the surge of illegal migrants crossing to Britain in small boats. Britain pledged money to help build a new detention centre in France. Both said their meeting was a success. Mr. Macron described it as entente renewed. Mr. Macron has bristled at the AUKUS pact, though if France ever joins, it could become fraucus. Yoon Suk-yeol visited Japan, the first trip to the country by a South Korean president for 12 years. His visit follows a recent agreement to compensate victims of Japanese forced labour during the Second World War, which had been a sticking point in the two countries' relations. Mr. Yoon and Kishida Fumio, the Japanese Prime Minister, discussed the threat from North Korea, which fired a ballistic missile shortly before the talks. Police in Pakistan tried unsuccessfully to arrest Imran Khan, the country's popular former prime minister, on corruption charges. Mr. Khan, a former cricket star who is campaigning for an election due in October, is holed up at his house in Lahore, surrounded by a phalanx of supporters who forcefully resisted the police's efforts. As Pakistan's economic crisis deepens, many fear a rise in political violence. An American Reaper drone was struck by a Russian fighter jet over international waters in the Black Sea, causing the Americans to down their unmanned aerial vehicle. It was the first military tussle between America and Russia since the start of the Ukraine war. America said the Russians' conduct had been unsafe and unprofessional.